And the day it threw away, Wednesday night, I'll find nothing helping.
Good evening, Rabbi Yisai. The tefillin, the shiur tonight, the title of the shiur is Ensuring Your Tefillin Are Kosher. Now, to discuss this topic about whether tefillin are kosher or not, I'd like to make a shtickel hakdama that tefillin is a beautiful mitzvah which was zeichet mekayim thousands of times during your lifetime, Baruch Hashem. And every minute that we're wearing tefillin is another mitzvah. Not only that, the Rambam counts 8 mitzvahs, I say, for mitzvahs tefillin. You've got 4 mitzvahs, 4 times the Torah mentions to wear tefillin shel yad, 4 times the Torah mentions wearing tefillin shel rosh. As we know, there's 4 parashas in the Torah, in the tefillin. In the tefillin, you have the parasha of Shema, Vohayim Shemaya, Kaddish, Vohayim Kiryacha. These 4 parashas all mention the mitzvah wearing tefillin. So essentially, you make 8 mitzvahs I say when you're wearing tefillin. It's a mitzvah yikari yad l'moed. The Kiddush Shulchan Aruch writes in the introduction that it's a mitzvah which is shokel kenet kana mitzvahs, Timor Menachos Achlam Zayin about the chashivas of mitzvahs tefillin, and it's a very special mitzvah which there's many simonim in Shulchan Aruch about it. And very recently, I finished learning with my class in Yitzchayim, where I teach the second shiur in Yitzchayim, Hilchos Tefillin. So they were actually involved in helping preparing the shiur, because when we finished learning this siman of Kitzur, I went through with them and I said, okay, right, now let's prepare the shiur. Let's see what we can bring out halacha lemaisa to ensure tefillin are kosher. So what we came up with that there's 2 different parts we need to discuss. One part we need to discuss regarding the actual bias, the actual tefillin themselves. And the second part we need to discuss is while you're putting them on, are we doing it in the way that we were taught many decades ago by our bar mitzvah? Are we doing it as essential to know? Now, I was thinking to myself, I'm going to stand here and talk about ensuring it's tefillin kosher. Who says my tefillin are kosher? In English I say, practice what you preach. So this week, I brought my tefillin to one of the local tefillin batimachas. Tried to have seen Dansky, I nobody go to him. He wasn't available. I went to a Yid Elizer Roway, Moshe Rosenberg, and I gave my tefillin in to inspect. Please do me a favor. External check my tefillin. I mean, so start opening them up. You're not mechuyev api halacha to open them up. It's not even actually advisable to open them up too often, because the air can get in and the moisture can get in, and that itself can cause problems. Whether you should never check it, I wouldn't say that, especially if there's reasons to do so. For example, if it's been, if it's fallen somewhere, or it's been in contact with water, or there's reasons to suspect that the inside of the tefillin has been damaged, you certainly should give them in. So, Baruch Hashem, they were okay. There was one issue on the tefillin shel Rabbi Natan, tefillin that the yud wasn't connected to the actual bias, which he Baruch Hashem managed to fix. So you see, this, I was thinking to myself, the same way you give your car into MOT, is there no difference? We should look after our mitzvahs in the same way, make sure that everything's up to scratch, and without any scratches, better said, and Baruch Hashem, we can count the mitzvah. Now, we will say another little ma'aser, which is quite famous. There was a yid, someone trying to describe, it's a chassidish yid. They always seem to be happy. Well, they're so happy. He says, this illustrates the point in a very powerful manner. He says there was a yid, 80 years old, finally decided, you know what, I'm going to give my tefillin to be checked. Let's see really if they're kosher. Gives them in to be checked, and the sefer calls him. He's like terrified to make this call. And he says, I don't have very shocking news to share with you. He says, okay, come on, what do you want to tell me? He says, your tefillin are empty. He says, my tefillin are empty. He starts dancing. He looks at him, so many years, never put on tefillin. What is he so excited about? He says, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow morning, well, it was daytime still, I can now put on tefillin, and it's a tefillin for the first time. It's a very positive way of thinking. And therefore, it's very difficult sometimes, you know that your tefillin to be checked, what's going to be the outcome. But the ma'aser, Baruch Hashem, we got a mitzvah, can do it in the right way. So we're going to go through the halachas, various different parts. The first part, we'll talk about the actual tefillin. Now the actual tefillin really doesn't belong to us. I mean, belongs to all Eden. It's difficult to know because you have to, a batim mach is easy for him to check exactly if it's square. The special tools that they use to see if there's various parts of the tefillin that you have to check if they're square. You have to check if the actual bias is square, which means you've got over here the top of the tefillin. This has to be exactly square with the diagonal. You've got the bottom, you've got also the tefillin. It also has to be exactly square. You've got over here the tefillin, the actual ketzitz of the tefillin. There's various things that have to be checked, which not necessarily is something we can do. But nevertheless, there are things that we can look at, which we can check if they're okay. For example, you've got over here the knot. The tefillin shel yad has got a knot. That knot has to always be touching the actual bias. Now this is mefurush in Simchah Zayin, Seif Beis. Now the Mechaber says there clearly, you have to always make sure that the knot of the tefillin shel yad is actually touching the bias. Hamenek hanochen shayud shel kesher tefillin. The second half of this, Mechaber Yeshli Zoy, should be careful. Shle tozus yud shel hakesher me'at tefillin. Should never be kept separate. Mishaburu brings, not only when you're wearing it, even when it's in the tefillin bag, you should also make sure it's always connected. Now, he brings actually Alpi Kabbalah from the Zohar, Parshas Pinchas. He's very machmir about this to make sure that it's always connected. Now, there's a big difference between Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfad. So Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Sfad, they put on the tefillin like this. What do we do afterwards? We tighten it this way. So if you're pulling the tefillin that way, essentially you're keeping on tugging the knot towards the bias. It's going to be a lot easier to connect. Nusach Ashkenaz, that they go the other way around, so they're essentially pulling the knot away. Every time they're pulling the knot away. And therefore it's going to be more challenging to ensure that the actual knot stays connected to the bias. So what happens? So many people put a gid, the gid is a piece of sinew, they feed it through to make sure that even though you're tugging it away, it still stays connected. Sure.
I always use Sharon Jackson for the naked. And then I took it, he was from radio, I took it somewhere else, and put a line on the left. Is that okay?
The answer is I don't know. As far as I knew, as far as I thought, it has to be something which is dover, it has to be something which is kosher. It's something like kosher. I don't believe a nylon thread is not kosher because it probably comes from natural sources. But normally we use from a kosher animal. I think the kibbeid is only that it shouldn't be something not kosher. I can ask someone else if it's like, I don't know. I thought that normally the Olim Zichr use a gear to keep it connected.
It snaps.
Gear are very strong. Gear are very, very strong. I remember as a small child, as a servant came to school to show us a kid, he challenged the children, can you tear this kid for us? Okay, we were children there, but still, the kid's very, very strong. Sinews of an animal, very strong, you can't rip it. And that's one thing. There's another thing, which is very, very often you can check, which again, you don't need a sofer to check this, is the width of the Ritzur Shaliyah. There's a Shia, the minimum Shia is, the Shia of the Sa'ira. This is, the Sa'ira is a piece of a barley. This is Mishtabura writes this in the Sim Alam and Gimel. Steve Cotton, your test, he warns that there's one spot on the Ritzur which is very common for it to become less than the Shia. And he says that the place is where you tighten the knot. That is very, because you're always tugging it there, after many years of wear and tear, very likely it's going to get less than the Shia. A Sa'ira between 9 and 11 millimeters. So normally our good Ritzur nowadays are made it much wider, they make it about 15. So you've got a bit of leeway. But I remember once, like a few years ago, I changed my Ritzur. Checked it out, I saw they're a bit too little. I wasn't happy, so I changed them and I got new tools to make sure that the shape stay. Or just bought the line to make sure I have the right shear. So it's worth checking, Taka, that the place of the knot is the right shear. Besides for that, is the length of the tzur. This is the tefillin shel yad. The tefillin shel roish, one of the issues is how long there should be. So it doesn't have to be so long. Just recently I saw up as a tall fellow, and I looked in twice and I saw that not the regular length. I think it was the right shear, but it's all the tabo, the right side should be longer until the makram wheel should be a bit longer. But it's also worth making sure that the sides of the ritzur are the right length. Again, another issue which is quite common is to make sure that they're black, that they keep black all over. The certain parts of the bias can sometimes rub off the edges. And for that purpose, it's very practical to have you keeping a tefillin bag of paint. You can buy these from the local shops as well. Make sure it's got a heksha, because it should be a mutter beficha, it should be from kosher material. And here and there, if you need to, obviously you have to say first Hashem Kedushas Tefillin, and you just touch it up and you make sure that it's like a black. The Ritzuas is Alochem Mishim Sinai that should be black. The batim themselves, the machlokes, is halacha mishmisinah. Not the Mechaber brings machlokes in Siman Amud Beis Siv Mem. It's a very, very long siman, Siman Amud Beis. There's many, many seifim. There's 52 seifim in that siman, Siman Amud Beis. Remember my father's big Mishnah Buried, before my mitzvah, he lived with me all the whole through scant Siman Amud Beis. Not only the other parts of Tefillin, even though it's normally a ger, just for safer most halachas, how to write. You want to make sure you learn the Tefillin, you learn it properly. But the Maisa in Siman, there's machlokes over here, Mes Halacha Mishim Sinai. And either way, you should make sure that the actual batim are black. There's another issue, which I, for many years, was sure that this is a problem, which I made sure to paint that Tefillin to us. And recently, very recently, I saw that there is a mokum to be makel, so it's also important to share. Normally, everyone understands that the ritzuos have to be black, they have to be black all over. Now, it's very difficult, very easy for ritzuos to get worn away, and they become little bits of white here and there. So one of the answers is, you have ritzuos which are black all the way through. What happens is, they've soaked into black dye, and therefore, even if they start rubbing off or cracking, they're going to still stay black. Now, halachically, you don't need to do so, even though the shittas rabbam is, they should have ritzuos both sides black. The ma'isa, you don't need to have black on both sides. It's just easier to make sure that the tzaka stay black. However, if Shlomo Zalman writes in Halicha Shlomo, in Perek Dalet, in Ois Chof Ches, he says black means that it looks black when you look at it the first time, even if there are here and there dots which aren't black. But that was very calming, because I've seen advertisements of people that 99.9% black is equal zero, and your ritzuos have to be black all the way, all over. There is mokum to be makel. Again, the same way people don't like scratches on their car, I'm sure people don't like the chatchila scratches on their tefillin, they make sure it's taka the way it should be, the chatchila dekiden. But halachically, to say it's possible, you can't say that. If it looks black all over, it's also going to be enough. Especially if it's right at the end, after the length that you really need, the halach also discusses that it's also more mokum to be makel. That's all regarding the actual tefillin, and the external, looking at the tefillin themselves. Regarding how to put them on, there's also various halachas which is kedai to take care of when you put on the tefillin. Number one is halach in Simcha Feisivov, that you first put on the talis before you put on the tefillin. The simple reason is because tod v'she'edit tadeh, tadeh koedem. However, if the way you put your tefillin in your tefillin bag with the talis, you're going to take your tefillin first, then you're going to have a problem of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs, which means since you've got hold of your tefillin first, you'll have to put them on. It's going to look quite awkward. You see sometimes some married person wearing tefillin without talis. It's a bit awkward. So no way is to decide you're not going to put on talis and tefillin. Now, you rearrange it. You go and take a coffee. You learn the daf gemara. You come back. You start again. So then you've decided you're not putting on tefillin anymore. But otherwise, you got to put on your tefillin first because they marry down the mitzvahs. So I've seen this. You know it's halacha. You have some chavre. They come to shul. They shake out the whole tefillin bag. The shavur is not very excited about that. The shikul bizoyan. And put everything on the table, the talis, the tefillin. Eim Avirin is a pshat that if you've got hold of it first.
You've got two mitzvahs at the same time, but you haven't. You've got talis before.
Good. You're right. The seder should be talis first, because todesh in the todesh todesh kodim. But at the end of the day, since you've got hold of that one first, you're passing over to get to the other mitzvah, then you're going to be over that locha, Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs. But what you're saying, Rav Roman, is negeh for tefillin sheliyah, the tefillin shalosh. What happens if by mistake you put your tefillin in the wrong spot? So then, even though you're going to go the halacha im avin ala mitzvahs, you still have to put on the sheliyad because we learn from the pasuk shat lo yisaladecha, and that, so sometimes other halachos will override im avin. Regarding the talis and tefillin, it says clearly over here in Simcha Fei Sivav, the Chava says in Poga b'shel roish. Oh, so that halacha says okay. Pogam shalosh tchila tzorch lahav alois the mitzvah v'yanech sheliyat tchila. Put on the sheliyat first, and then the shalosh. Regarding the halacha of the tefillin, that the tefillin, that the mechaber says that as well. First, put on your tefillin, and then your talis if you do it the wrong way around.
First time you
have to
touch first, take talis out. You've got to touch it.
Yeah, so if you can't do it in a way that you put your talis on top of them, or you put the tefillin at the back, the talis at the front.
You've got
a talis big enough. You just make sure the talis is at the front of it. Make sure you get hold of the talis first. Yeah, you do it carefully. You put that bag, I've got my tefillin at the back of them over here. The front, I've got my talis. You can always make sure you have your talis a little bit forward. If your cheshbon is to make sure you get to hold of the talis first, then that's going to be a cover to the tefillin, so we're in the right way. There's another important halacha, the gaba, the machshavas. What should we think when you put on tefillin? So there's a klolis de kavana, which it says later on in Simon Samach, regarding mitzvah shrichas kavana, Simon Samach sivdal. Every time we do a mitzvah, we shouldn't really be on automatic pilot. We should be thinking three words. Kashe tziv Hashem. Doing this mitzvah simply because Hashem wants us to. Now you've got the head of the Chaya Adam, which the Brewer brings. Now the only reason why you're putting on tefillin is only because Hashem wants you. No one else is doing it for no other reason. Fine. But lechatchila, you should have in mind silver kavana, kashet tziv Hashem. And besides for that, there's various kavanas which are printed in the Siddur. The Lashem Yichud, which are printed in the Siddurim before you put on, he actually is a mafurush mechaber shulchan aruch simachafe seif hey. And mechaber says clearly when you put on the tefillin, you should have in mind that it's going on your hand, which is keneged halev. It's going on your heart. It's going on your head, on between your eyes, which is keneged amoyach. To meshabed yourself to the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and as well as zeichet etzis mitzrayim, to remember the outstretched arm. Now I had once a mashiach in yeshiva that was trying to tell us that we're on too much melumadadik. We're doing things just automatic pilot. So he said losh emilitza, and he said, "Don't quote me afterwards. I said this because it's not what I said. We're trying to drive the message home," and he managed. He said, "I want tomorrow morning. You should say the L'shem Yichud, Hineni loy mechaven v'anochas tefillin." And we're looking. What do you want? What do you mean, Hineni loy mechaven? He said, "At least you'll be mekayim mitzvah vidui. You'll say Hineni loy mechaven." And he tried to say, "Ah, then you might actually wonder, what am I not being mechaven? You might actually look what you're saying, and you might think of the words that you're saying. You're putting on tefillin to remember the Zohar L'tzuyah v'tzis mitzrayim." Yeah, it should be hevach kavanda. But it's just, what am I not thinking? I'm not thinking. I'm going to be thinking now. And the point was just to realize that if you're doing it anyway, you put in little hearts, you put in little machshava, you have what you're doing, you're transforming the mitzvah in a way that it should be done. Now, there's a very important halach which is Negeh here in Manchester, and it's Negeh for people that daven early. Davening early is a wonderful thing. Jesus is makdim in the mitzvahs. The question is how early? We live in Manchester, where the first month, bottom filling, can, in just in another few weeks, which has had an average change of clocks, can be very, very late. The difference is exactly when. You have to be careful not to bottom filling before Mishayaki, which means when you can recognize a friend, but you have to work all that out. It's all done for us, not the Ruach at the time. You have to be careful not to bottom filling too early. It's before Shalach Shulchan Aruch. What time? You have to make sure to put on early. Simen Lamed. See if Aleph, it says that clearly in Shulchan Aruch, make sure not to put on too early. And then the Shabura that I mentioned before, how to take them out, which is the Shabura and Simchov Ches, the cotton test, make sure not to shake them out of the bag, take them out of the bag with care. Now,
why take them out
of the bag with care? Because it's a bizarre just to shake them out, you have to show that you care about them, and there it says as well in Shulchan Aruch, you kiss them before when you put them back, you show Chavivus in the mitzvahs, it's a completely different way of doing the mitzvahs. Now, the place where to put them on the arm. Very careful not to put them too low down. You have to have at least two fingers between the end of your elbow. Make sure that's on the spot. There's not clear exactly how much have you got. If you haven't got too big tefillin, it's easier. But you have to be careful to put it where the tennis balls are, on the place where the kiboris is, where the muscles are on. That's you're putting in the tefillin shaliyad. And it should be facing slightly towards your heart, because the point is, it should be keneged alev, l'shavad alev. One point you have to be careful in, this is Shulchan Aruch, Simchov Zayin, Siv Dalet, that the sleeve doesn't get caught under the tefillin. If it does, you can take it out, you don't have to make a new bracha. Be careful, there's still nothing in between. Now, there was a chiddush, I didn't know until recently, my chosh v'shugah, Bessor Friedman, started giving wonderful shurim in Charlton and Hotton Tefillah. And he mentioned there, a great chiddush from Rabbein Yoina, which he brought in the sefer, Arba Kinyonim, one of the Rishonim. He brings there that Rabbi Yoina used to put on the ritzuas very tightly around the arm. And Taka, I remember that as a child, so my father always put his tefillin, because he afterwards the marks on the hand. And I thought, for me, it wasn't convenient, it was so tight. I didn't know there was anything in them. So he says the reason is, Rabbi Yoina says it used to hurt his arm. And since nowadays we can't put on tefillin the whole time, and we're worried that we're going to see ichdas. So in order to remember you've got tefillin on, you put it on a little bit tighter than it's comfortable, a little bit tight. Now this you'll make sure you remember, and I didn't know that was the reason. And as well, afterwards, you look at your arm, you remember, oh, I put on tefillin today, and it's embedded into your skin. Now, I can't fight with the clock. We only managed to do the tefillin shel yad. There's various interesting things to be careful about with tefillin shel rosh. So, no, but it's clever to have a kiss on, because otherwise, if you look how round the plastic is, Imagine that would look like on the... You can leave it on even when you put the tefillah on. I'll say it's advisable too, because otherwise, more likely than not, it'll end up rubbed off. Right.